KURL, AMFM in Billings, Montana. Unofficially, it's 24 degrees now. The weather forecaster says the possibility of snow today and tonight. 60% today, 50% chance of snow tonight, then diminishing to 30% tomorrow. The daytime high today, 25 to 30. The low temperature tonight should be 10 to 15, 30 to 35 on the high side for tomorrow. The highest temperature recorded in the 48 contiguous states today was 91 at Cotulla, Texas, and a low yesterday morning was 7 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. The time is 7 o'clock.
International, this is Paul Roberts. According to a Beirut newspaper and diplomatic sources in Cairo, the oil embargo against the United States is about over. The sources in Cairo say the Arab oil ministers will discuss lifting the embargo in a meeting on Sunday. But the Beirut newspaper, Al Anwar, has predicted the embargo will be lifted and production restored to the September 1973 level. President Nixon talked about the energy crisis during his news conference last night. Nixon said,
"The United States will use its influence just as strongly as we can with both parties to get a disengagement on the Syrian front as quickly as possible, which is just and equitable to both sides. We believe that the progress, the motion I should describe, that is taking place on the diplomatic front will inevitably have a constructive effect on the oil-producing companies insofar as their decision on the embargo."
But Nixon stopped short of predicting an end to the embargo. This is UPI World News.
You know, some things just feel good. Like tonight for the first time ever in a brand new Chevrolet all your own. Son, you need something to pick you up? Well, we got Monte Carlo, Cup-Free, Simfala, Chevelle, and the Nova Economy 6. We got a big, small, and in between, so you drive home feeling good. Just like everybody should, feeling good. And your Chevy dealer feeling good and feeling good. And I tell you what to do to feel good, too. Go see your Chevy dealer and get one new.
They're a drain on your budget and a wasteful use of natural gas. And when you shave or wash at the bathroom sink, don't let the water run continuously. Do fill your laundry load. And if you wash dishes by hand, avoid rinsing them by hand, one by one, under a steady stream of hot water. And here's something else. If you'd like to save dollars and natural gas, MDU has a free booklet full of money and gas-saving tips. Pick it up now at your gas appliance dealer or MDU.
The FBI and Suffolk County Police are sweeping the Dix Hills, New York area for the kidnappers of 8-year-old John Calzadilla. John was abducted yesterday while on his way home from school. His family was contacted 3 times, but no ransom demands were made. The family is waiting for another contact to be made. Officials working on the Hearst kidnapping haven't said what they're going to do. 2 members of the Symbionese Liberation Army in jail on murder charges say they have a proposal for getting Patricia Hearst freed, but they want to disclose their plan before a live news conference. Virgilio Gonzalez and Ianio Martinez, 2 Cuban-Americans who helped carry out the Watergate bugging, were paroled this morning after spending 14 months in jail. In Washington, it was reported that Martinez is among several persons to be indicted in the Ellsberg psychiatrist break-in. Those indictments expected today. Israel's political crisis ended last night. UPI's Tom Ackerman reports from Tel Aviv.
9 weeks after Israel went to the polls, Prime Minister Golda Meir is finally about ready to present a new government to Parliament. And contrary to original plans, this time it appears the coalition will now command a majority in the 120-seat Knesset. Mrs. Meir announced the names of almost all her 23 cabinet ministers just an hour before her latest mandate to form a government expired yesterday. She now awaits the final decision by the National Religious Party to rejoin the government and retake their 3 portfolios. Tom Ackerman, Tel Aviv.
Britain's coal miners are expected to be back on the job Monday. Prime Minister Harold Wilson ended the strike by giving the coal board a free hand to pay the miners whatever is necessary to get the miners back to work and Britain back on a 5-day work week. In Bochum, West Germany, 3 coal miners returned to the surface unharmed this morning after being trapped more than 3,000 feet underground for 44 hours. The 3 are said to have survived their experience in excellent health. There's another upheaval in Ethiopia, this time by civilians. A general strike by some 85,000 workers paralyzed Addis Ababa today. The workers are demanding a 200% pay raise and sweeping labor reforms. South Vietnam this morning, terrorists threw two hand grenades into a Mekong Delta pagoda. 11 persons were killed and 30 wounded. The victims were all refugees who had fled to the pagoda because their villages were insecure. From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Paul Roberts.
News on KURL AMFM in Billings, Montana. 4.5 minutes past 7 o'clock. Montana News and Sports brought to you by Billings Heights Conoco. Make a Conoco stop often at Billings Heights Conoco, Highway 10 East and Judith Lane. Light snow continues falling over about half of Montana today. Meanwhile, a considerable amount of precipitation has been reported. Snowfall was generally between 1 and 3 inches throughout Montana, but up to 2 feet of new snow was recorded over the higher western mountains. Moisture content about 1/10 of an inch over the plains, except for 1/4 of an inch in the southeast. West Yellowstone reported about 1.25 inches at a snow depth of 6 feet this morning. Temperatures yesterday ranged from the 30s along the south and west of the divide to the teens and low 20s in the northern half of Montana, east of the divide. This morning, readings were mainly in the teens and low 20s, down to near zero recordings in the west and its northwest. Light snow was falling along the east slopes of the divide along the southern third of the state. Keep your vehicles running at the height of their performance with superior Conoco products and qualified mechanical services at Billings Heights Conoco, where they specialize in 10-point safety checks, headlight aiming, AAA service, and 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. wrecker calls. Also tune-ups, tire service, and installation of shocks. Plus, those great Conoco products that'll keep your cars, buses, trucks, and bugs running at the height of their performance. Make a Conoco stop often at Billings Heights Conoco, Highway 10 East in Judith Lane. An Illinois teenager accused of shooting to death 4 persons at a Montana dude ranch last October will appear in Powell County District Court in Deer Lodge today. Roger Carroll is accused of killing 3 co-workers and his employer at the Whitetail Dude Ranch near Ovando. Charges are expected to be filed against Carroll in today's hearing before District Court Judge Robert Boyd. Powell County Attorney M.K. Daniels said Carroll will be charged with either 2 or 4 counts of murder during today's appearance. Carroll was arrested by FBI agents in Florida last month. A 7 western Montana county has been declared a disaster area as a result of January flooding and landslides. Mineral County joins the list of areas. These are areas designated as federal disaster areas because of damage done by the high waters. Other counties in the disaster list are Deer Lodge, Flathead, Glacier, Missoula, Lincoln, and Sanders counties. The 1974 Montana traffic toll stands at 33. 1 year ago on this date, 39 fatalities have been reported. Montana senior senator is happy that the Senate has voted down proposed congressional pay raises. Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield says Congress has set an example for the country in these times of inflation by turning down the raise. And, says Mansfield, quoting now, if Congress won't finish that example, who will? A male patient at the Boulder River School and Hospital has died after being struck by another patient. The death, the second patient killed in an attack by another patient at the institution in the last 3 weeks, came after the hospital's clinical services director said understaffing made it unsafe for patients at the facility. Dr. P.D. Pallister said more employees are needed to provide adequate care and protection for patients at the institution for the mentally retarded. Montana's highways are getting new 55-mile-per-hour speed limit signs. The Highway Department's maintenance chief says old speed limit signs are being replaced at an estimated cost to the state of $66,000. Montana stream flows are average or above average across the state. The Water Resources Division of the U.S. Geological Survey says stream flows are above average in the northwestern part of the state and average in all other parts. A Livingston Republican has filed for re-election to his seat in the Montana House of Representatives. William Bill Warfield, a 54-year-old cattle rancher, has served in the House since 1967. he filed notice of his candidacy for the Secretary of State's office. Montana State Senator Archie Cochrane remains hospitalized in serious condition in Great Falls. Cochrane's physician says the senator may have suffered a heart attack or a stroke. Cochrane is in the hospital's intensive care unit after complaining that he felt ill. He's been a member of the Senate since 1969. Former Montana Congressman Arnold Olson is expected to announce his candidacy very shortly for the Democratic nomination for Montana's Western District Congressional seat. A two-day meeting of the Montana Fish and Game Commission begins today in Bozeman. That's News of Montana, this message, and then a look at Sunrise Sports. Your car is a valuable investment. Keep it running smooth at Billings Heights Conoco, home of quality Conoco products and top mechanical service. Billings Heights Conoco adds to your car confidence with day and night record calls, AAA service, tune-up, and 10-point safety check. Also complete tire service and headlight aiming and shock installation. Plus great Conoco products and Goodyear tires to keep your car running smooth with fine Conoco products at Billings Heights Conoco, Highway 10 East at Judith Lane. The state basketball championship tournament for the state's Class AA and B teams begin today. The B tourney is being held at the Montana State University Fieldhouse in Bozeman. The AA championships are at the University of Montana in Missoula. Snowmobile racing competition at the annual Western Snowmobile Racing Association-sponsored roundup at West Yellowstone will include the first major appearance of snow pro racers in the region. Defending champion Montana and the University of Idaho are rated as co-favorites in the Big Sky Conference Swim Championships, which begin in Missoula today. The Montana State University skiers begin competition today. That's in the annual NCAA championship in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. This has been Montana News and Sports, brought your way by Billings Heights Conoco.
Here's the Midwest Livestock Summary for Wednesday. Floater steers and heifers sold 30 to 50 cents higher. Except at South Plain Falls, Florida steer yield grades 3 under 1,200 pounds, $1 to $1.50 higher, and Florida heifers 50 cents to $1 higher. Choice 950 to 1,200 pound Florida steer yield grades 2 to 4 at the Western Terminal for $40 to $43, and 1,150 to 1,350 pound offerings yield grades 3 to 5, $36 to $42. At the Eastern Terminal, choice 950 to 1,200 pound Florida steer yield grades 2 to 4, range from 40-50 to 45-25. 1,175 to 1,300 pound slaughter steers, yield grades 2 and 4, $38 to $43.50. Choice and prime, 1,275 to 1,425 pound slaughter steers, or Joliet, yield grades 4 and 5, $33 to $35. Choice, 850 to 1,150 pound slaughter heifers, yield grades 2 to 4 at the Western Terminals, for $39.50 to $41.75. And at the Eastern Terminals, $41 to $43.25. I'm Arnold Hardigan at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and I'll be back with more livestock market information in a moment.
Maybe your dollars are dripping away. How can you tell? Is your radiator consistently low? Does your car run hot? Do you note any discolorations around the radiator? Well, bring it to Quality Radiator, 13th Street West in Cook. This is a radiator specialty shop equipped to test, clean, and repair your radiator under actual operating pressure. Equipped to find even pinholes that won't show without pressure. Quality Radiator, where radiators are the specialty and all works guaranteed. Stop your dollars from dripping away at Quality Radiator and Welding. 13th Street West at Cook. Bank of America and Master Charge welcome.
The Everill outlet again narrowed Wednesday for slaughtered cows, and prices were steady to a dollar lower. Utility and commercial ranged from $28 to $34, canner and cutter $25 to $31.50. Feeder cattle were weak to a dollar and a half lower, with the most pressure on fleshy steers over 700 pounds. Mostly choice, rather thin and moderately fleshed, 500 to 600 pound feeder steers sold from $45 to $49. Fleshy, $42.50 to $45.50. Moderately fleshed, 650 to 750 pound feeder steers, $41.50 to $43.
and fleshy and partly fattened, 730 to 985 pound feeder steers, $37.50 to $39.
Who is Mr. IGA? He's the one inside an IGA Tiger discounter, running the store, making an effort to watch your food budget. He's the man who owns the store. He's joined with IGA so his customers realize more savings on quality food. He's like you and me, a hard-working man working independently. Mr. IGA makes sure you're happy with his IGA Tiger discounter through better service, quality products, and savings. After all, it's his business. His store is your store. Meet Mr. IGA.
Weather for Billings and vicinity, 25 to 30 today's high. The low tonight, 10 to 15. 30 to 35 the high for tomorrow. 60% chance of snow today. 50% tonight and 30% forecast tomorrow. KURL AM/FM temperature, 24 degrees. The time is 7:15.